Millionaire's a sports show. Got me in my hormones. All gas, no brakes, score 4-0. If you think you own this place, you get foreclosed. I've been in my head, but it's not about a T3. Yeah, I like to learn, but there's nothing you can teach me. We all got opinions. You about to hit a meat tree of bitches. CSJ never really misses. GD7 land, baby, shout out to Indigenous. My girl, she got mad at me, cause she don't know the difference. Between this and them, nah, you about to witness. Well, freedom is so now, I tell that girl, get out my business. Do this, I ain't joshing on the grind like Eric Costin. Sit around and grab a drink. You talking what you wanted. It's mostly you don't know me. When it drop, then I'm mostly what they bopping. You can say what you got when it's Tuesday, I'll be locked in.
Welcome to the sports show. That's right, you're listening to this show that talks about sports. We talk about a few other things as well, right here on the CJSW 90.9 FM. That's right, it's that third coveted Tuesday of every single month, 11:30 a.m., 8:30 p.m. You are listening to us, Mitch, Dimitri. We're also on Podbean. We're also on Spotify. We're also in a couple places that we would really love if you were able to follow and check us out. And those are our Instagram and YouTube handles, at Sports Show Podcast. That's right, at Sports Show Podcast. Please subscribe to the YouTube channel if you want to see us live in action and our faces for radio. And, of course, on the Instagram, it's a lot of fun.
You know, I disagree. Hold on a second.
Whoa.
I think we're actually good-looking fellows.
Listen, I like to think so. That's part of the joking, though.
Right,
It lets them know.
You're joking.
Yeah, that we're comedic and we're funny. And,
right.
And for the first-time listeners, thank you for joining us. And what you can expect, listen, we only get 30 minutes on the CJSW show. Justifiably so. Why? Because this radio station has a lot of killer content. But we're also in a predicament because there's just so much going on. So, Mitch, I roll the carpet to you. The floor is yours, Senator. What's happening?
Ladies and gentlemen, CJSWers, thank you for tuning in and listening. We got an action-packed show. We got to get it all in half an hour. And for anyone that listens to us on the religious part of the show, long story short, you know how I like to start. I was perusing the Nets.
And he's the best peruser that I know.
First off, I want to say a happy birthday to the good Amy. We appreciate everything you do for us, and happy birthday. And that fanny pack you got and the massage from the new guy, I think we got to keep her.
That's right. He went all out.
He went all out.
You know what? That is how you treat a lady. Good for you.
Good for
Dan,
you.
Dan?
Yeah.
Dan?
Is his name?
That's Dan.
That's Dan.
Well, because she's like, didn't you notice there's someone who's really liking all your content and stuff? I said, at that point, I knew he was a keeper.
So he's also liking her work. He's showing, hey, I appreciate what you do.
Exactly.
Well done, Dan. I like that.
And he's met the mom.
It's
over. It's over.
Done. Yeah,
it's done.
Absolutely. I love this. Oh, I'm so excited. We're going to a wedding.
Swear to you, Amy, you get married, we're coming to Toronto. We're coming.
Absolutely. this week as well, the lunar eclipse happened. Are you a big eclipse guy? Like, can I just say something?
Yeah.
Lot of hype.
Yeah.
I didn't understand what the big hype was.
Look, don't get me wrong. I love me an eclipse here and there. It doesn't happen very often. You know me.
Yeah.
Outside of being a numbers guy, I like being a science guy too.
Right.
Now, here's the thing.
Okay.
A little lackluster. If you're not in that sweet spot.
Right.
But, you know, the moment I started seeing how much money people were paying in Niagara Falls, we'll just leave it here in Canada, to watch an eclipse for 2-3. I mean, you know, it's a little much.
Right.
It's a little much.
I just didn't understand, A, that you have to create a shoebox to look through so you don't hurt your eyes. A. B, I mean, to your point, the Niagara thing was a big deal. Everyone was flocking there. Why don't you just look up?
Good for the eyes, Mitch.
Well, okay, I get it, but why'd you have to go to Niagara? Well, I mean, just stand outside the fence and look up. I don't know. I don't get the eclipse. I didn't understand the whole hoopla.
Well, it is an incredible natural phenomenon, Mitch.
Hey, listen, sure, I get it. I mean, the timing, the rolling of our earth, the rolling of the moon, I get it all.
But I equate it to a good piece of art.
Sure.
You walk up to it, you look at it, you say, huh.
Look at that.
Cool.
Okay.
And then you're done.
You know?
Now, how many times is one going to go to the Louvre?
This is what I'm saying.
You kind of seen it, you know?
I guess so.
Yeah, I get it.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you. I needed to clear that up, everybody. I just needed to know. All right. We're off to a little bit of sports. I wanted to start this last one, though. Tiger Woods. It's Masters weekend. Everyone, mm-hmm. you don't have to be the biggest golf fan in the world to appreciate a good golfing event. And, you know, look, the Waste Management in my eyes is my most favorite because the fans are all ruly and crazy and it's fun.
I was going to say.
The Masters, though, is professionally done. It's beautiful. And you get that nice green jacket if you win. Tiger Woods, because he's won it a couple of times, he gets to basically show up whenever he wants. He goes, I'm going to try to win this again. I'm not having sex. He abstained from having sex. He's now tied for 24th place in the thing. My thoughts are, yeah, right now he's tied for 24th.
But is that?
Yeah, it's all over the internet. He abstained. He said, I am abstaining from sex. I'm getting ready.
Yeah.
I'm going to win this Masters.
Okay.
Here are my thoughts real quick. Okay. Tiger, you seem to have been a better golfer when you were kind of that guy.
Listen.
You were kind of that guy.
Maybe have your breakfast at Perkins again.
That's all I'm saying.
That's all we're saying.
That's all I'm saying.
That's it.
And then you get maybe, and more likely, another green jacket.
You know, good for him for trying.
You got to try.
You got to change your game
up. You also got to be true to yourself and know what works and what doesn't.
I was
going
to say, you have to have an adaptability as an athlete. I understand. But you also got to understand you and what makes you a better player.
What makes you tick, Tiger? And you know what it sounds like? Stress, drama. Bring it back to your
life,
buddy.
You can't do that. You can't do that. And everyone knows. And that's the thing. They've all known you for how many years? Like, who are you impressing at this
exactly.
point?
Like, who are you trying to kid now?
Go back, you're going to really fall off the rails.
In all honesty, Tiger, when people see you, you know, walking on the course and you look great, you had a good night's sleep, it looks like you had a great breakfast, people are not worried. When they see you showing up and you look like your hair's a little messed up and your shirt's unwrinkled, they're like, oh, no. Oh, no, he's back.
That's where Tiger needs theme music.
This is what I'm saying. Where
it
goes.
So that Masters tournament, isn't it something? So the CD, the other day we were watching.
Yeah, yeah.
And he says to me, he goes, you know, do you know if you find a pine cone on the course? I have to fact check him.
Yeah.
But this is what they say. If you find a pine cone on the course, it's like you can ask for a refund. Like
I've heard this.
Like it is something to be said here.
You know what?
But that's immaculate
terrain.
There's
like little Oompa Loompa green jacket guys running around grabbing the pine cones
at
all moments.
So that brings me to my legitimate next question. Who is behind the scenes doing this stuff? The unsung heroes of the Masters.
It's the Oompa Loompa green jacket guys.
That's right.
Yeah, this is who it is. I'm telling you right now.
Or as we call them, caddies.
All right. We are off to the NHL. Three games remain. Now,
At
the time of this recording. Now, I'm going to say something. Normally, this week, we were going to go into the NHL playoff matchups, but because there's three games remaining, and the West and the East still have a couple of positions still kind of open, there's really only one position open. In the West, it's Wild Card 2. It's Vegas sitting there. They've got the hold. It looks like St. Louis is not going to make it, but it's a matter of maybe flip-flopping with the LA Kings, okay? So rather than guess who's going to play who, we're going to wait till next week. Same thing in the East. Now, the East is absolutely dramatic right now. There's one position left, and there's four teams going at it. We're going to talk about that in a second. But, Dimitri, this is where I really wanted to start the pod. I got to give a bravo to the NHL, but I don't know if they deserve it or if it's just accidental. March Madness, as everyone knows, is the biggest tournament. 64 teams are put together, and they start on a Thursday, and they go right to a Saturday, or pardon me, to the Sunday, and then they repeat next week, and the week after, until they get to that final championship team, who happened this year to be the UConn Huskies in the men's division, and the women's division, it was South Carolina. Hey, South Carolina, but you can't go wrong with South
George,
Carolina.
That one was for you.
This year, in the NHL playoffs, they're starting it on a Saturday. This time next week, when we record on a Saturday, the NHL playoffs will officially begin. We talked about it a million times how much we love the NHL playoffs. Dude, this is the way they have to do it each year. They got to start on a Saturday. Everyone knows hockey. It's synonymous. Saturday night hockey. You got to do it every year on a Saturday.
Mitch, these are no-brainers. They got to start competing and stop taking things for granted of just doing it when you're going to do it because you have an old faithful fan base.
Right.
We've said it for years, and we've said it on the show, that being the sports show, of course.
Of course.
And if you want the predictions, then subscribe to the channel and tune in next week because we'll give you our playoff predictions. Just because they need to know how good we are.
We got
a good track record.
I think we might be the best in the world.
We might be the best in the world. Of this world. Okay.
This world, yeah.
So here's the thing about it. We've always said, For the love of God, just start the NHL season on Thanksgiving Monday. Like, don't start at any other time. Just always on Thanksgiving Monday and schedule accordingly. The Saturday, yes, why not? You got to compete. Showcase it. Put it on a day where people are going out to the bars, where people have time to watch the game, whether they have their traditions or they've been following their teams religiously. Get as much exposure as you can, especially in the first round. Like, the first round of NHL hockey, to me, is neck and neck with the first round of World Cup soccer. Absolutely. It is the best sporting in your face every day. Here we go. So why not start it on these days?
Couldn't agree more. 100%. Pick the day. Say, even if it's the Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and the NHL playoffs, as we all know, the first round. I mean, there's hockey every day, but to start it on a Friday, and in this case, a Saturday. Brilliant. You can even start a little bit early should you want to. But, I mean, at the end of the day, you got like 10 teams all going at it or whatever it is. It'd be great. I think it's brilliant. Yeah. Stick with it. And this is how you get people interested. Going, oh, you know what? The hockey started. Playoffs are on a Saturday. What else are you doing on a Saturday?
Well, think of the back-to-back, too, where you get the Saturday, you get the Sunday, you get the momentum. And then you can start following things and you can start seeing it. Yeah,
scheduling. And you'll look great on Monday at the cooler, at the water cooler.
That's right.
You look brilliant.
Smart. And then you've listened to the sports show, even smarter.
Boom.
You're even smarter. Yes, because you got to be competitive, and scheduling is so important in sports.
Yes.
It's so important. You know, and you think about, like, the NFL is the benchmark marquee in all of sports.
Agreed.
But look at the time slots in which they play. They figured it completely out.
Yeah.
They understand it. They're not dumb, you guys. They're not.
Since we're on the subject of NHL, and it's basically over, next week we're going to do the prediction show, so that's what that is. We're going to do a year in review right now. Okay. Because this year, man, was it stacked with a lot of stuff.
Oh, man.
Well, let's start with a little bit of, let's just go down the road. Right now, as it stands, the New York Rangers, Dimitri, are the number one team in the NHL. We've given them a little bit of a hard time. But the points don't lie. The numbers don't lie. Are the Rangers the best team in the NHL? What do you think of this Ranger team this year?
I don't think the Rangers are the best team in the NHL. They may have the best record, but it's still really tight because there's a handful of teams that could be considered the best in the NHL. I don't know whether the West is just that much harder or if the East is that much harder because of... In the West, you pretty much got these playoff spots that were already locked in about a week ago, minus one, whereas in the East, there's a little bit more of a fight. I don't know what side of the fence I sit on, but do they have the best? And where I'm going with that is, as a result, are the Rangers, do they just have more points because they could potentially be in the weaker division? But here's all I know what they have.
Sure.
They got scoring, they got defense, they got goaltending, they got wins. And they have been getting better and better each year. It's just that this year's NHL, like the last few years, is so tough.
Right.
That I actually don't care where they seed. I don't care if they're the first or the eighth.
Right, right.
You know, it's going to be a hard road. Like, well, look what they got. They got the Bostons, the Floridas.
And that's where I was going next.
Going.
You got Boston, who over the last 3 years, we've talked about it a few times, they just keep being the best team. If not one, they're two. This year, they are. This matchup is set, basically. It's going to be Boston versus Tampa Bay. Here's the whole thing. I just feel like Boston needs to go and talk to Bettman and these schedulers and go, you know what? We're changing the playoffs format. This is not fair. We keep being the best team, and we keep getting matched up because of this format against one of the best teams, a three-time Stanley Cup champion. We got to talk business, guys. This is not working out for us.
Man, that's exactly what I'm saying. But it does make for a good... We just talked about it. When you're on a Saturday and you're promoting, give the best of the best if you want to grow it. So maybe, that Batman.
How about...
He's sharp.
He's on top of his game. How about the Islanders this year going out and getting Patrick Waugh? They were kind of dead in the water, and now all of a sudden third in the Metropolitan... They were, and it actually even looked like they weren't even going to get into that playoff, into the wild card.
Now look at him.
Now look at him. Lou Amarello, good old Lou, shave your face, Lou, because you ain't playing. What is he going to do during the playoffs? Lou Amarello's rule is like the Yankees. You got to be clean shaven to play on his team. So the whole beard thing, is that allowed or not allowed with the Islanders?
You know, that's a good point.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
Let's find out.
Does he look at you different?
Right.
You're like, nice facial hair. He wouldn't like us. He doesn't listen to
the sports show.
Oh, he
wouldn't listen to the sports show.
No, he won't. He's not. Look, for me, when it comes to sports, it's also a little bit of a TV show and drama. Like guys like Patrick Roy, we said, these are people that you need in the spotlight. You need torts. You need some wah. You need some people like this to get some TV time.
Yeah. Another big story was the Edmonton Oilers. They start the season horribly. Like we're talking, I was lambasting them to the end degree. This team needs to break up. This team's horrible. And then all of a sudden they go on not one, but two major heaters, almost broke the NHL record for winning streak. Dimitri, heading into the playoffs, Edmonton's doing fine. They've solidified the number two position in the Pacific. Are you nervous about the Oilers if you're any team right now?
I'm always going to be. Am I nervous of playing the Oilers?
Yeah. Like
I think you're always going to be nervous playing the Oilers because they can turn it around and win at any point. They've just been inconsistent and never mind how I feel about how much money they pay certain defensemen. The point being is that out of all the years in recent history where they've had a team where we've talked about them.
Yeah.
This is the best case scenario that Edmonton has for a shot to do something. They're heating up at the right time. It looks like they're all playing well. This is the first time that I can say especially in the last month, that I've never mentioned the Edmonton Oilers and goaltending issues.
True. I hear you. Right? Absolutely. Yeah,
so Edmonton, this is your best shot.
B question to that with the Oilers. The Woodcroft, the coach at the beginning of the year, got fired. Do you actually think he was the problem? Now in hindsight, was he maybe the problem? Or did this team just say, you know what, okay, enough is enough. We got to clean our room. We got to get ready here.
No, I do think it was the players that were the problem.
Yeah, same with me.
And But collateral damage, this move shook them up.
Absolutely it did.
That's just how I see it.
What about little Connor Bedard at the beginning of the season, the superstar, the new prodigy of the NHL shows up. I mean, his first game, literally ice to ice, stick to stick, face off to face off was with the legendary Sidney Crosby. We'll talk about him as well. Was this season what we all expected from a Bedard? Were you happy, not happy with his production this year?
You know what? Considering the team that he's playing on, considering the injury that he had, and where he's going, no, this is pretty on pace.
You think so?
Yeah, I actually am pretty happy with this.
I'm on the fence with it.
And
yeah.
I actually think he's playing a little possum.
You think so?
Yeah.
I will agree. Listen, he is on the worst team. That's how they got him. I get that. The whole Corey Perry thing was a little weird. I get that. He got injured, broke his jaw. Okay. He's still leading the league, leading the rookies in scoring, and just let's call it it.
So what?
Everyone just likes him.
So what? I got three rookie cards.
I know, right? I mean, hey, I'm cheering for him. I want him. Yeah. I just think because of the how much hoopla they put on the guy, and I mean, he didn't have a 100-point season. It's one or the other, and I felt like they were really pushing, like, oh, he's got 100. No problem, 100. But overall, I'm looking forward to next year. Next year is always that year where I'm like, if you're real, you'll show it next year.
I think this guy's destined. You know, watching him play a little bit more and more, Mitch.
Yeah.
I think it's there. I think he's smart. I think he's like, you know what? I'm not going to go out. I'm not going to be overly flashy about it. I'm going to do my thing. I think the way he's playing, he reminds me of a Floyd Mayweather. I'm going to give you the first three rounds just to figure this game out.
Yeah.
But once I figure it out, you guys are all toast. That I do believe it.
You know, a second ago, I was saying how Edmonton fell at the beginning of the start line and then got up and basically did laps around guys. Philadelphia is the exact opposite.
Yeah.
Here the Flyers started off hot. This team wasn't even supposed to be in the consideration of anything in the playoff or leading all the way. And then literally over the last week, they're on a 7-game losing streak. Got themselves out of the playoffs.
Yeah.
But many are saying it's because the torts, remember, he benched his captain for two straight games. Is this a torts fault or is this a player's fault?
No.
You should see the internets on this subject.
No.
It's crazy.
Listen, this is a player's fault because you guys were all winning with him. Everything was fine. You were all winning with him until you showed up, you got your quarterly bonus, and then you decided to overspend. Okay.
Okay.
You decided to overspend. That's right. You guys all had your little Bitcoin and you're all loving life, but you still haven't cashed it in. And now you bought the $1 million house.
That's right.
And interest rates went up and you have to refinance the mortgage. Here you are, Philadelphia. Here you are.
Yeah. You know what? That's a really good analogy because I'm with you. I think this falls more on the players. You're absolutely right. But you know Torts is going to get torched. It's just going to happen.
It doesn't. You know it's not. And you know why? Where's Gritty in all this?
Yeah, where is Gritty?
Where's Gritty in all this?
You know, for a mascot that likes to get involved, I don't see him lately, especially when they need him the most.
Or the puppet master.
What?
I think he's behind everything in controversy in Philly. Be. Listen, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Controversy in the Sports Show at the CJSW 90.9 FM. You're listening to Mitch. You're listening to Dimitri. You're listening to the Sports Show podcast. We're just talking some NHL, previewing a year in review. And Mitch, what do we got left?
I got a couple more. Las Vegas Golden Knights. Let's talk about these cheaters. / they're not. What have we said, Dimitri? Especially here at the University of Calgary. If you're not cheating,
you're not trying.
Okay, so no. At the trade deadline, they're like, oh, a lot of our really high-priced our players are hurt. They're not going to – we got to put them on the LTIR. Hopefully, they're good, guys, and we'll maybe get them in the playoffs. A lot of podcasts are going, wait a minute. Mark Stone, one of the best players in the NHL, captain of the Las Vegas, defending Stanley Cup champions. He better not show up with that lacerated spleen first round of the playoffs. He's not, guys. He's shown up before. So do people now have a little bit more, let's call it, meat on the bone to go after the Vegas Knights in these ways that they, you know, finish off the trade deadline?
No. Let me tell you something, all of you that are upset. Well, it's not right. It's not good. They're playing the system. You people are the same people that are going to your accountant.
That's right.
And you're asking them to find every significant angle and loophole so you can save on taxes. So the way that I see it, the way that I'm playing it, and the way that it is, everyone, is the Las Vegas Golden Knights are just filing their taxes with a professional accountant. You do it. I do it. Mitch does it. We all love it. So do not blame the Tampa Bay Lightning, the Vegas Golden Knights for, did this happen? It's obviously in the rules. They're clearly able to do it. And they walked out with a better return because they're working with a great, great set of professionals that are getting them the bottom line. I rest my case.
That's all I'm going to say. That's it.
That's it.
Speaking of feats, I want to talk about this. What's more impressive? You got Connor McDavid, who's 1 point away from 100 assists for the season, or Austin Matthews. He's a guy that plays for the Toronto Maple Leafs. I'm not sure if you're familiar.
We don't know if you live in Canada and you watch hockey highlights, if you've heard of Austin Matthews.
Exactly.
The Toronto Maple Leafs are really a tertiary team out east,
Right. What is more impressive? His 66 goals, maybe get 70, but
he's at 68.
68, pardon me. Yeah. He's at 68 goals now. Maybe he hits 70, maybe he doesn't, or the 100 assists. Like, I guess what I'm saying is, would you rather be the 68 goal guy or the 100 assist guy?
Me personally, I've always loved setting up. Like, I love being the assist person. Right. I find that fun. But,
yeah.
Listen, goals are goals.
Yeah.
You know, goals are goals. Like, to me, yeah, you got 100 assists. Good for you. You're a playmaker. It shows how well-rounded you are as a player.
Absolutely.
I get it. But, man, when you're popping in 68, and I hope he gets to 70.
It would be neat to see.
That's special.
The only reason I think 100 assists isn't as impressive is because there's two guys on part of an assist. So you can be the assist one or assist two. There's only one goal scorer.
Yeah, that's true.
So that's kind of reason why. If Connor McDavid was 100 assists as the only person that has the assist, like the first guy that passed the puck and that's it, that's impressive too then. But,
but you can
get a point for, you know, on a broken play, you can just send the puck up ice and another guy taps it over and the guy scores. You get an assist for that. You know,
Mitch, let's go one step further with that too. You're not passing through a goaltender.
This is,
and especially in today's NHL. Right. I mean, we just talked about Connor Bedard. Look at what he's done to change up the way he shoots. And people are going to start shooting like Connor Bedard in that style, like changing up angles you do it. I mean, that alone just shows you. So if you're popping 70 goals in today's NHL where goalies are 6'4", they're cruising past, there's no, like, they're giving you nothing.
That's true.
And the defense, just throw it all in, man. This is impressive.
Last one, and maybe the most impressive. Ladies and gentlemen, Sidney Crosby. Now 10th overall in scoring in the NHL of all time, and he's basically in the driver's seat along with his Penguins to get them into the playoffs, which no one thought they were going to do. Dimitri, you're the biggest Penguin fan I know. Tell me a little bit about Sid.
Listen, man, I to me, there's no question that he's in the argument for GOAT status, you guys.
Absolutely.
You know, there's no question about it. And what does this season showcase that I don't want to say it's surprising, but this is where you continually have to respect players of this stature. He's late in his career.
Right.
Where you think he's taken a step back, he comes in, he's a 40-goal scorer this year. Again, he's taken the team on his back. There's been significant changes on the team. You can add it all in, and he still decides to go in and try to be the best player on the team to set an example. This is what being a captain is all about. I would say more so than anything outside of just the points and what he's doing. This is what being a captain is all about. The other day I was watching a game against the Red Wings and the game-winning goal. I mean, this guy is still not afraid to go where to battle for the puck and to do all the things that he needs to do for the team. I can't say enough. This is one of his most impressive seasons for me personally.
I couldn't agree more. It's once they get in the playoffs, because I don't want to jinx them. You know what? I'm going to leave it alone. Let's wait till next week.
Yeah, it's still going to be tough.
It's still tough, but they got a game in hand. Yeah. That's why I feel like they're in the driver's seat, and you don't want to let Sid down.
You don't want to do it.
You don't want to do it.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're off to rapid banter. It was Dion Phaneuf's birthday last week. What did you get him?
Nothing.
A British man named Russ Cook completed an epic year run spanning on one end of Africa to the other, 16,000 kilometers. How long would it take you to do that distance?
I think a lifetime with a plane.
That's right. Anthony Edwards, MVP candidate for the Minnesota Timberwolves, scored 50 points on the night that 50 Cent was in attendance. It's your birthday or many men.
Well, you got to be in the club after that.
Last one. Vin Diesel, The Rock, or John Cena walk into a bar. Who's your wingman?
The final boss. Easily.
There we go. All right. Now, it's pass or fail. It's how we end the segment and how we end the podcast each and every time. I saw it on the internet, and I got to ask. I thought it was hilarious.
Okay.
Somebody goes, hey, how do you ask someone politely to leave your house? So it's pass or fail on some verbiage on how to get people out of your house. It's getting late. Pass or fail?
Pass. You have to throw the line out there. And I want to throw it here.
Right.
Is keep one thing in mind. I want you, like, people listen to this. Yes. Right. Get the tips from us. Absolutely. But for those that think that you're not that person.
Right.
Really pay attention to today's episode.
Exactly.
Okay. That's exactly all I'm saying.
Just do it. Just do it.
Just do it.
How about thanks for coming? So you're sitting there having a little wine. You see that they're done their wine. Thanks for coming by.
No, fail, because that could be misconstrued as a new conversation starter.
Good.
Thanks for coming.
I never thought
you know
of
what?
That.
You're
brilliant.
Right. Really appreciate you coming. You know, the reason was because, and then it stokes a memory. You're down for another 2 hours.
How about let's do lunch? You're kind of, it's again, they're at your house. You're like, you know what? Let's do lunch next week. You're kind of setting it up to go, I'll see you next week or the week after that.
I'm going to go pass as long as it's on the way out the door.
How about everyone's favorite? Oh, would you look at the time? Pass or fail?
So that one is a pass for me.
That's a good one.
But I would change it up and be like, oh my goodness, I can't believe it's already so-and-so time. That's how I would.
This is one I do with my friends. And you got to be comfortable with this person. So.
Pass. Absolutely pass.
All right. How about just being blunt? Please leave.
You know what? If you can get away with it, I mean, that's a pass if you can get away with it. But I got to go fail because at the same time, though, no, I like the gamesmanship here, Mitch.
Last one. Listen. Beep. Off. Thoughts? I think it's a pass. You know why? It's direct. It's in your face. And it's like, listen, you've overstayed your welcome.
Oh, my goodness. You know what? I got to share a funny quick story before we sign off over here. You know, a while back, we had some people over. And Thaman and I were laughing, right? So at one point, I was like falling asleep. Yeah. I was like doing the head bob.
Right.
Like, oh, my goodness. Like leave already. And then what? And which is strange coming from me, because you know me, I'm the guy that says, "Hey guys, stay as long as you can at the house."
Very true.
So, but at the same time, like, you got to read signs, yeah. right? So at one point, I went to the washroom.
Yeah.
I didn't even need to go to the washroom. I just did it as the icebreaker. I literally stood there for like a minute and went out. Domina does the same thing. Finally, after we talked about it, I'm like, "Domina, I was so tired. I pulled the move." She goes, "I pulled the same move. What the heck?" Pro tip, everyone. If I cut you off and don't offer you, because Mitch knows me, I'm a caterer. I will water you and feed you. If I cut you off 2 hours ago, I'm just saying.
Read between
the lines. But I'll tell you what, you need to not only read between the lines, you need to subscribe to the lines. And the line is at Sports Show Podcast. Look for the blue and white logo on YouTube. You're going to look for it on Instagram as well. Podbean, Spotify, the CJSW 90.9 FM. Thank you again for tuning in. We'll look for you next month. But until then, again, if you subscribe, you can listen to our content and or watch our content every single week. Episode 302 is one for the books. We got to shove it in the locker. We do got to hit the showers.
Last thing. Next week, the loofahs are back.
The Loofah Awards?
The Loofah Awards.
Are you doing it?
No. Are back. They're
no.
back next week. Stay tuned.
I love it. Loofahs, hey?
I kind of like the loofies. The loofies.